Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with the Trenches by Pop People. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 11th day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6, then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 81 degrees today for the climate base and then a low of 45, so it's going to warm up again for a little bit. Indian summer, maybe. I'll take it. I got some shit I got to get done. Anyways, we're going to be right back, and we'll go to the outrage page.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliqua, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We're not going straight to the outrage page. We're going to do a little talking here. Now, and from the trenchesworldreport.com, we bring a lot of enemy propaganda over to our fucking site. Why do we bring that fucking propaganda over there? Because it's our fucking opinion? Or do we bring it over there to decimate it? Do we bring it over there to tell them fucking come on and fucking do it? We haven't fought one fucking engagement yet. Come on, people. And you fucking come and try and fucking attach it to the goddamn site. I'm coming for you this evening, bitch. And you attack one of our fucking people? One of the fucking three that put this goddamn broadcast and this fucking goddamn internet site back on the fucking line after they murder my fucking wife, you fucking bitch. You are going to hear from me in a hard fucking way. We bring the fucking articles. What fucking enemy fucking propaganda isn't going to say it's futile to resist? You counter that. You don't emphasize it and try to fucking hurt our fucking site and hurt our fucking people. And you're going to find out what the fucking price is for that, you motherfucker. Anyways, now we can go over to the fucking outrage page. Now that I'm already fucking outraged. Let's see what we got going here. That's in China, you have to scan your face to buy things at the grocery store. If your government social score too low, rejected. Well, you know, this is coming here. I'm watching this cashless society fucking bullshit fucking to the point to where you could buy a goddamn, go into a post office, buy a postal money order, pay for it with cash and turn around and sign it. And they will not fucking cash it. That is fucking goddamn fraud. You can't write, that's a fucking postal money order, but they're doing it. They're doing it. Why? Because we're fucking allowing it. That's fucking why. Exhausted 80-year-old Joe Biden cut off by Karen Jean Perry as press secretary moves to end train wreck presser in Vietnam. Yeah, fucking, he's fucking dead. I don't know. They got sticks and they're fucking moving him like a marionette. I don't fucking know. That motherfucker is dead from the neck up, at least. Just in, residents in Old Town Albuquerque openly defying New Mexico governor's emergency executive order banning the open and concealed carry of firearms. And I talked about this, you know. These people are going to have an armed protest. They brought their fucking rifles. What'd you bring them fucking rifles there for? All you are is a bunch of fucking beggars. You don't beg these motherfuckers. These are fucking goddamn enemy combatants who think they're going to take your fucking guns. You fucking don't, she don't, this fucking bitch here committed high fucking treason. She committed fucking, what the hell's the word I'm looking for? Capital fucking treason. What you got to be out fucking raising hell is, why hasn't this motherfucking treasonous whore been fucking arrested? Why hasn't she been fucking charged with fucking insurrection against the people of the United States of these Americas and the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which is our jurisdictional authority? How fucking dare you? You don't have the fucking authority, bitch. And you will fucking swing for that. You just prima facie signed your own fucking goddamn death warrant. That when you go into that common law court and you're accused of fucking goddamn high treason, what are you going to do when we whip that fucking paper out with your fucking name on it, pretending you have the fucking authority that you can suspend, not the constitutional rights? Because I'm sick of hearing that. That's another thing they're pushing. That's what I've been watching the last week. Last week, I watched it all week long. Constitutional rights. They're not constitutional rights. They are not granted by the Constitution. They are goddamn absolute unalienable rights granted by we, the people, to ourselves. And they are the highest fucking law in this fucking land. And anyone that goes against it is committing fucking treason. Capital fucking treason. You do not have the authority, bitch. And these people here shouldn't be here. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm looking at your fucking, there's a video here. I'd love to play it, but it wouldn't go over the fucking phones. But there's a video of them here sitting there. You have a right. You better get ready to fucking defend that son of a bitch. Because these motherfuckers are laughing at your fucking goofy asses. You ain't going to do nothing. You fucking bring a gun. You fucking better be ready to use that son of a bitch. You don't make the gun dangerous. I mean, the gun don't make you dangerous. You make the gun dangerous. And you motherfuckers don't look dangerous to me at all. Look like a bunch of fucking goddamn whining ass beggars begging for their fucking rights. Please give me my privilege back. You know what? They, you know, going to stop the concealed carry and everything. We told you about that fucking concealed carry. What the fucking corporation giveth, the corporation can take it away. You already had the goddamn right. It's in the second article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. Plain and fucking clear. And there is nothing after that fucking period. You can carry that gun up your fucking ass if you want to. It's none of their fucking business. They're supposed to stay out of it. Maybe we better just fucking remind everybody. Where's Mr. Koch at here? Where's old Tanch at? Let's get him out of here, man. Release him. And this is the man who fucking made it clear what that fucking second article was being ratified. If it was ratified, this is what it was ratified for. He's the one that introduced it, and he's the one that told you what it is fucking for. Who are the militia, question mark? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms, motherfuckers. That's what that goddamn second article means. And it ain't the Second Amendment, and it ain't from the Constitution. It's from the people themselves. It is our declaration of our fucking goddamn free rights as goddamn human beings, as our rights is natural, unalienable, untouchable, absolute fucking rights in the jurisdictional authority that goes with it. You fucking people in wherever this is happening, you're letting the fuck. I'll go out there and I'll show them. I'll take my gun is so fucking polished. It'll blind them. I'll blind her. That's what I'll do. I'll blind this fucking treasonous whore. Treasonous whore. You sign that fucking piece of paper. You're signing your goddamn confession to the fucking common law court because you're going there and you're going through that fucking trap door. And you can say, oh, no, you can't. It's futile to resist us. 40 fucking million of us will see how fucking futile it is. And as for that fucking technology that was brought up, I'm not afraid of your fucking technology. Never have been, never will be. What we make, we can break. And after we break it for trying to implement it upon us as treason and treachery and fucking goddamn tyranny, you will fucking swing or you will be put against the fucking wall. Get that through your fucking head. They're losing this fucking war, man. That's why they got to bring these fucking deep shills out. That's why they got to do shit like this. And people, this is how they fucking reacted. Really? Really? Oh, no, I forgot. They filed some fucking goddamn paperwork in fucking King Chuck's court telling the king that he can't tell him that they can't have their guns. No, we want our privilege back. Give us our privilege back. It ain't a fucking privilege. It's a fucking right. If you ain't got the balls to fucking stand up for that right, you don't have it, I don't reckon. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has pardoned the London County dad who stood up to the school board after his ninth grade daughter was sexually assaulted at the school by a transgender male using the women's bathroom. And again, this is a goddamn video. But the bottom line is here, I watch this video and I watch this guy be, I mean, these four fucking punk motherfucking mercenaries, goddamn calling themselves police, which have zero authority in this fucking country, zero authority over any American national. And what bothered me about this is when they all attacked that guy, four of them, there was a whole room full of people. Why didn't they beat the motherfucking shit out of these motherfuckers? Kicked their ass out the fucking door, took their guns and kicked them up their fucking ass. Now that would have made a fucking statement, wouldn't it? Instead, they let their fucking brethren who was there standing up for his daughter who was raped be fucking manhandled and fucking pushed and fucking hurt by these motherfuckers. Cowards. The pharmaceutical industry spends a lot of money on advertising. If a kid is restless in his seat at school, they want to put him on something right away. And this is fucking, you talk about old fucking news. When my kids were in fucking, my younger two were in fucking grade school, and that's been a long, long, long fucking time ago. I went in there one day to raise hell because there was goddamn golden tips on the fucking flags in front of every one of the school's fucking little flags in front of the classrooms. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching and they come in with one of them big serving trays like they use in the cafeteria. I mean, one of them big son of a bitches. And it is completely full of little fucking those little cup things that they put pills in. And they're going through the fucking school and they're giving Prozac and all these mind-altering drugs to these fucking children. And you wonder fucking why. You try to blame it on the fucking kids and well, you can blame it on the parents because they allowed it. But, you know, these fucking kids are a product of their fucking environment, which was a goddamn shame is what it is. Constantine Anthony, the mayor of Burbank, California, received a spanking from a drag queen in front of children at a Democratic campaign event yesterday. Is there anybody out there that's a fucking adult anymore? I mean, fucking really? I mean, you fucking scum little son of a bitch. There ain't no fucking elections to begin with. It's a fucking selection. They'll put this little faggot motherfucker in there because he does. There's kids there and stuff, and he lets this fucking freak man dressed up as a fucking woman spank him in front of these fucking kids. This is how dedicated this little communist son of a bitch is. And he deserves, and he's going to fucking, hey, you know what, motherfucker? You're violating the fucking law. This video right here will fucking take care of your fucking ass in court. You'll fucking hang, or you'll be put against the wall for fucking treason, because this is fucking treason by definition. Over 300 West African illegal immigrants fled across U.S.-Mexican border into Arizona. Like, this is fucking news. This is by Kate Davis Court, the post-millennial. More than 300 mostly West African immigrants illegally entered the United States. See, they always start with that, and they got it underlined and shit. Illegally entered the United States. Now, what's wrong with that fucking picture just right from the get-go? If they illegally entered the United States, then you legally kick their fucking ass out the other side. It's just like that bitch governor talking about, well, there's been many exceptions to the Constitutional Rights is what she said. There's been many exceptions to the Bill of Rights. No, according to the Ninth Article, there can be no exceptions. What you're calling exceptions are in reality fucking goddamn denials and disburdencies, which are fucking unlawful. They are fucking, you're fucking breaking the fucking law. You're not fucking exempting yourself from it. You can't. It's unexemptable, bitch. Read the Ninth fucking Article. You do not have the fucking authority to exempt any part of the fucking Bill of Rights. You attempt to, you're committing treason, high treason, and fucking sedition, and you fucking hang. That's how that fucking works. And once again, you've signed it yourself. You'll sign your own fucking goddamn death warrant, because when it goes in front of that common law court, it's going to have your fucking name on it, fucking declaring a fucking violation, a clear violation, a clear fucking insurgency against the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Anyway, so, okay, we'll look at this. More than 300 mostly West African immigrants illegally entered the United States through the border wall near Lukeville, Arizona on Tuesday, something the Border Patrol described as a daily occurrence, according to Breitbart News. Continue reading. Border Patrol agents say that the large group of illegal immigrants, which included persons from Peru, India, Ecuador, and several Middle Eastern countries, will be released into the domestic United States unless a background check shows a criminal record, the outlet reports. So they were arrested. Hey, man, Border Patrol arrested these son of a bitches, man. They caught them. And then they took them over and fucking filled out some papers, gave them some fucking money and a bus ticket and an airplane ticket to wherever they fucking wanted to go in these United States and start wreaking fucking mayhem on our people, dirtying our fucking streets, fucking destroying our fucking country, right? That's what's really happened here. Border Patrol, what the fuck you even need them for? To fill out papers for the invaders? They are the fucking last generation of fucking invaders. They'll be working out the Border Patrol next fucking year. The Border Patrol should be de-fucking funded for not doing its fucking job, shouldn't it? Video footage shows the migrants, now they turn from illegal immigrants into migrants. All of a fucking sudden, how did that happen? No, these are illegal aliens. These are invaders into our country who are predominantly military-aged men without families. What do you fucking know? Looks like a fucking invasion to me. What do you think? Staging along the border wall near the Oregon Pipe Monument National Reserve, the migrants passed through open storm drainage gates before traveling to a nearby water station and a rally area where Border Patrol officials started the preliminary steps of processing the group. Few of the 300 or so migrants who made the month-long trek to get to the U.S.-Mexican border from outside the hemisphere could speak English or could speak Spanish or English. Well, our official language now is fucking Spanish, ain't it? In the United States of these fucking Americas. When did we fucking agree to that? When did we give the authority for that? When? We didn't. Our fucking, that status was taken without due process of the fucking laws. We are guaranteed another fucking violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Some of them who claim to be Senegalese, new French, and a few words of broken English. Others spoke Hindi and Arabic. Man, remember, we got to stop them. Arabs are going to come across here, and they're going to blow us up. And I mean, the different fucking scenarios, the different fucking cons they fucking run. And like, we can't remember yesterday. The number of illegal immigrants from outside the hemisphere has increased significantly, according to Border Patrol. The outlaw reports that compared to the same period in 2022, the number of migrants from the Islamic Republic of Mauritania arrested. See, they say arrested. I don't know. I've been arrested a few fucking times. They didn't take me down and fill out some papers and hand me a fucking goddamn wad of money and a goddamn airplane ticket or a fucking bus ticket to anywhere I wanted to go. Did they? You? Any of you that's been arrested? Is that what they do to you when you get arrested? This final year climbed to more than 6,000%. At the southwest border, there have been 1,400% more Egyptians detained this year compared to last year, because it's just an open lake. So the mother of freedom's got her fucking legs spread, and any fucking rot shit motherfucking lowlife third worlder that wants to jump on, come on, baby. The constant barrage of migrants surrendering leaves us little else to do but replenish supplies, arrange for transport to the station, process, and get ready for the next day, a Border Patrol agent told Breitbart. So there, you're not patrolling our border. You're not stopping nobody from entering this country. You are fucking assisting in an invasion. You treason son of a bitches, every one of you will fucking hang. Who explained that a group of similar size had made the same illegal entry. Now it's an illegal entry again. If it's an illegal entry, why are they getting to come on through? I mean, somebody fucking walks through my fucking door illegally, they get blasted back fucking through it. Illegal entry? Illegal fucking God. It's not illegal if you fucking get, if you get paid for doing it and you get a plane ticket to anywhere you fucking want to go. That don't sound like illegal to me. It's not, it's sure as fuck unlawful. Because you're taken from American nationals without due process of the fucking law. And that's a natural fucking fact. Entry the prior day before surrendering themselves to Border Patrol. Border Patrol officers collected basic biological data before dividing them into groups for transportation to a processing center. Agents from the Border Patrol claimed that Lukeville counties to see a regular, R2, they didn't get in there. See, a regular full of migrants. Now they're migrants of fucking again. They were illegal entry. How do you legally entry and become a migrant? I don't get this fucking shit. It sounds like doublespeak or whaley and fucking shit to me from all over the fucking world. Illegal border crossing as opposed to unlawful, which it fucking is. Unlawful. Treachery. Allowing the fucking border crossings is the highest fucking crime, and all you son of a bitches are going to fucking hang. You go through the common law court, six fucking prostitutes and six ditch diggers, I have you hanging from a goddamn lamppost out in front of that fucking court. It's going down. You haven't fought us yet. You haven't beat us yet. You haven't fucking implemented shit on us. A handful of ass-sucking fucking communist punk bitches are fucking trying to act, well, they're playing the goddamn grouse, puffing all up like they're great big ones. It's just a skinny little fucking chicken in the middle. Policies which has created a humanitarian crisis impacting cities across the entire country. Who created that fucking crisis? Why in the hell do we have a crisis of other fucking people, other nationals in our fucking country? I mean, this ain't nothing that I have to fucking explain to anybody. It's fucking called cowardice. It's called not fucking holding your fucking ground. No fucking people. We'll go down in history as the fucking sorriest ass son of a bitches that took the longest to start fighting. And every day that we wait, every day we let this shit go by, more of our people are going to have to die to get it the fuck out of here. We'll get it the fuck out of here. Make no mistake. When this thing breaks loose, there is so much bent up anger. There is so much bent up fucking resent. There is so much bent up fucking rage out here. It's going to be a fucking horrible thing to behold. And these motherfuckers are going to be beating their fat. They're so fucking fat, they're going to be waddling their asses back down across our fucking border and fucking the same bigger hordes, huger hordes. They're trying to make it illegal for them to pass back into fucking Mexico. You know that? You motherfuckers, you think that we're... They take us for fucking punks, guys. Don't you see that? Chicago houses illegal immigrants at O'Hara Airport, spends $51 million on aid shelters. Really? More than 400 illegal immigrants are reportedly being housed in a section of the Chicago O'Hara Airport as Biden border crisis... Keep calling it a border. No, this ain't no border crisis. You open the fucking border. This is a fucking invasion. Call it what it fucking is. Just like it ain't no goddamn constitutional right. It is the fucking Bill of Rights. They are absolute unalienable fucking rights. Crisis continues to worsen. Chicago-based reporter William Kelly broke the story on Thursday while appearing on Fox and Friends. Kelly said that the airport has erected black curtains to shield the illegal immigrants from public view. Journalists have also reportedly been banned from reporting near the area. Video footage obtained by News Nation shows hundreds of illegal immigrants. See, now they're illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. That does not fucking jive. Unlawful fucking goddamn invaders of fucking fighting age. Better get ready to do some fighting, because like I said, the more of them you let in here, the more of them you got to fucking run out, and the more of us have got to die doing it because of fucking cowardice. Some with small children packed like sardines lying on the airport floor with red cross blankets. Earlier this year, a portion of the airport was turned into a shelter to house the homeless. Kelly, who described the situation as horrifying on every level, claims that the homeless have now been kicked out of the airport to make room for the illegal immigrants, for the unlawful. Kick the Americans out. Kick them off under the fucking bridges. This whole fucking country belongs to these motherfucking mutts, fucking foreign fucking goddamn foreign nationals, right? This must belong to them. They must be their fucking airport. You take the fucking Americans and kick them out and put these fuckers from other countries, these fucking nationals, foreign nationals, pouring into your fucking country. It's called invasion. Mayor Johnson campaigned as the people's mayor. Sadly, the people are telling me that he's the migrants mayor, Kelly told Fox and Friends. Oh, did he campaign? Did he say, God bless you, when he got through lying to you? When just like fucking old Trumpy did, you know, telling you every one of them's going to go. And my first act in office will be to fucking sign an executive order ending DACA. My word, God bless America. God bless you all. God bless. God bless. I'm a godly man. I wouldn't lie to you now, would I? There are millions upon millions of dollars being spent on this migrant crisis. Nobody knows where the money's going or what it's being spent on. He added, sadly, Mayor Johnson must have taken Mayor Lightfoot's course at Harvard on media relations because he won't answer my questions. Aside from the migrant shelter at the Chicago O'Hara Airport, there are 17 others throughout this windy city. I'm sure the American nationals have been kicked out of those too, because these motherfucking foreigners have fucking rights in this goddamn country. They have fucking rights to come into our goddamn country and take what belongs to us. They have rights here because they were the one that built America. No, they fucking weren't. This is our fucking country. Everything they do is a goddamn fraud, and it is an act of sedition and treason against the people of these United States of these Americas. Kelly said one of them is across the street from the residence describing the scene as resembling a Mad Max movie. And that's what, I mean, you look at the fucking trash and shit on the goddamn streets of this country. Can you remember 30, 40 years ago? This was fucking the most awesome country. But then it was the roads I watched first deteriorate. Then I watched the paint growing old on the buildings as fucking Kmart, Walmart, fucking Bi-Mart, all the fucking international fucking corporations put a base here and started putting the mom and pop stores out of fucking business because they would sell stuff fucking cheaper because they had the money and they were burning the money. they would take a loss on something to run a fucking local merchant out of fucking business. And we stood there and we fucking participated. We helped, even though there were people screaming it over the fucking air. We helped. We helped all the way in our own destruction. One of the migrant shelters in Chicago is directly across the street from the building, my building on Michigan Avenue. So I look out the window and I see, it's like I seen from Mad Max every single day, he said. Well, of course it is. What do you fucking think? This shit's just going to stop all of a sudden, like? It is a fail on every level. The police are not able to babysit the migrants. And they're not, now they're migrants again, not these illegal people who entered our country illegally, because illegal, see, that's legalese. Unlawfully, motherfucker. And arrested the violent criminals at the same time. And so the people of Chicago are suffering, Kelly added. The people across this goddamn country are suffering. And it's about a time to end this fucking suffering by implementing the fucking law that we have a right to fucking implement, because it's our fucking law. We granted nobody authority in this country but us as individual free sovereign nationals. And if we fucking would just get together on that fucking page and just fucking cream these motherfuckers, they'd be easily creamed. It's what's going to happen, because they're going to keep fucking pushing until they push the wrong fucking people. The people who don't show up at a fucking goddamn to go beg for their fucking rights and bring their gun as a fucking prop. Chicago, a Democrat sanctuary city, is experiencing its immigration crisis as thousands of migrants cross through the U.S.-Mexico border each month. They are then being transported on buses or planes to cities that have declared sanctuary status. So here we go. This is arrested. What happens to you when you get arrested? You go there, they give you a bunch of money, you fill out some paper, they give you a bunch of money and a plane ticket or a bus ticket to wherever you want to go. Is that how it went when you were arrested? Or did you have to give a bunch of money that you couldn't get back because it was in the administrative admiralty and to get out and then get railroaded by the king? Well, in the king's fucking star chamber court, the king's never wrong. Not King Fuck Chuck. You know, the turd that fucking queen fucking shit out, that piece of fucking dog shit. That's the fucking, I ain't going to call it a legal system. That's the fucking tyranny you're living under. Chicago residents have been fighting back against the crisis. They're demanding people that the city take necessary action, saying that various parts of the city are being overrun and destroyed by illegal immigrants. Wow, that... Fuck, man, they're in trouble now, aren't they? In May, the city ran out of hotels to shelter illegal immigrants again. Now they're illegal immigrants. And resorted to using local police stations in an attempt to house the illegal immigrants who had made their way to Chicago. This would be fucking laughable if it wasn't true. In June, Chicago's residents expressed frustration about the city's $51 million aid package for illegal immigrants, which sparked significant pushback from black residents who claim the deal negatively impacts their communities. Well, of course it is. I mean, they tried to get us black against white. Come on, black against white. Come on, you guys, go against each other for the pigment of your skin. Don't look at us. Don't look at the people who are trying to fucking stir this fucking pot and get you against each other. We're all different colors, too. But we stick together, and we have an agenda to fucking put you in the fucking ground, to take what belongs to you, to take this fucking country from the lawful fucking possessors thereof, to violate your fucking law, to piss on your fucking law. We have an agenda, and we're on it together, and we don't look at the color of one another's skin. I got news for you motherfuckers, neither do we. I don't care what the color of a person's skin is. I don't give a shit how old they are. I don't give a shit. All they got to do is believe in that fucking Bill of Rights and be ready to fucking to enforce the son of a bitch. That's all I require of anybody. And they are my fucking brother in arms, because this fucking shit has to fucking stop, people. And every week, I mean, here it is Monday. Here we are again, Monday. We're starting off the fucking week, and we with the same fucking shit, different day. Nothing's fucking changing towards the good of the people of this fucking country who own it by fucking goddamn right of conquest, who own it by law. They're not fucking nothing. What we get is fucking pissed on, shit on,
and treated with fucking goddamn indignities by motherfuckers who aren't worthy of wiping the fucking dog's ass. Anywho, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Nurses all got around. They gazed to the white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up and leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answer to what I've done. Looks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and fucking needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. Well, I think they're coming to get some there, Hogjaw. I think that the fucking people came out with their fucking props, but I ain't seen nobody fucking do anything short of fucking just begging for their goddamn rights. Good thing our fucking ancestors weren't beggars, huh? How can they beg the king? Oh, please, king, don't take our fucking guns from us. Don't take our fucking land from us. Don't take our fucking rights from us. Oh, please, please. No, they, boom, they shot the motherfuckers out of there. Which is the only thing that a fucking tyrant understands. And until the people get that fucking through their heads, we're not going to move a fucking inch. We're letting them fuck. If they're making any progress, it's because we're walking backwards instead of forwards. And that's a fucking fact. See, let's go back to the page. That was the end of that. Okay. What else we got? Nancy Pelosi's running for re-election. Fuck, she can't stand. Nancy Pelosi gets completely overwhelmed and loses control as an entire audience of Latino people yell, "You're a liar." Latino people, I mean, you said that we could have your all these or these Americans' fucking houses, but you won't go take them away from them to give them to us. Why? Why won't you come take them away from them? Why? Just like their fucking technology, if it's fucking so badass, what the fuck are you waiting on? Residents' footage from the wildfire in Turkey, I guess Turkey got, you know, probably shot with that thing that we developed in our country and gave to those highly intelligent Chinese who then put it together with the fucking goddamn blueprints and a fucking American fucking traitor standing over their shoulder showing them fucking how. It's like those three fucking American fucking generals over there helping them build their fucking navy as they're threatening our fucking goddamn sovereignty in this fucking country, just like the rest of the international corporate mafia. They are a hand of the international corporate mafia. They are a mercenary force for the international corporate mafia. And you know what? You're going to fertilize our fucking soil, you motherfuckers. Give her a go. Just do it. Just fucking do it. Marines were ordered to pick up human feces before they were allowed to leave Kabul, degrading and ridiculous. You know, and what the hell, you know, I look at some of these articles and, you know, this is what's out there. Because you got to be, I mean, as they can put more and more control over the internet, this is what you have to choose from.
But I mean, this right here, what the fuck do I care? My goddamn, I mean, I'm being fucking, my country's being robbed from me. My fucking rights are being fucking violated daily. And they're calling it, well, we can restrict your rights. We just can't violate them. You fucking idiot. How dumb do you think we are? You can't restrict them because that is a violation. And a lot of people have read that. Well, yeah, they did. They have restricted. No, they have fucking violated, motherfuckers. And you've done nothing about it because you're too goddamn stupid or too fucking scared. Secret Service agent who was with JFK on day of his assassination breaks silence with claim that blows up the magic bullet theory and suggests there was more than one shooter. Wow. Fuck, how many years ago is that now? About 60, 70 fucking years ago. What the fuck does that have to do with me losing my fucking country and my fucking rights, my fucking individual liberty? Not a goddamn thing. But see, this is what they want you to, this should be intriguing. Oh, they even recommend books. Oh, I could watch this movie and oh my goodness. Anything but fucking concentrating on the fucking real fucking problem that's right in front of your goddamn faces that you're scared of. New Mexico sheriff refuses to enforce governor's ban on carrying guns, says it's unconstitutional. No, it's not unconstitutional. It's unlawful. The Constitution, it can't be unconstitutional because the Constitution didn't fucking grant it. It didn't come from the Constitution. It came from the people. It's not unconstitutional. It's unlawful. It's not a constitutional right. It's a natural fucking right of the individual. See, that's why they've been working it. We could just get them back to that Constitution. They didn't want to talk about the Constitution for the longest fucking time. But then we came in and we decimated that motherfucker, didn't we? And now they want, it's unconstitutional. No, it ain't unconstitutional. It's a violation of the fucking law. It's treason. It's sedition. Plain and fucking simple. And just like this bitch fucking giving her decree that people don't have the right to fucking, under the second article, man, arrest and kill. Arrest, hang, and kill. That is fucking sedition at the highest fucking level, people. Let's see what this New Mexico sheriff has to say, I read this a little bit. This is from Sarah Higdon, the post-millennial. On Friday, Bernalillo County, New Mexico Sheriff John Allen announced that he has reservations. You know, he said, what? He has reservations regarding an order from Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to suspend firearm laws for 30 days because it challenges the foundation of the Constitution. No, it does not. That fucking Bill of Rights was solid, fucking absolute, highest law in this land before it was ever attached to that fucking birdcage liner they call the fucking Constitution. That Constitution has no fucking authority higher than ratified by the representatives of the people's law, December 15, 1791. None. It needs to be pulled apart from it. We need to stand there with the supreme law in our fucking land, and it ain't that fucking Constitution. That Constitution is piss. It's shit. It's nothing. Just in, we were reading that. That's right. Okay. Continue reading. Let's see what this sheriff, who did not take his fucking oath to the people and to the common law, but took his oath to enforce the laws of the fucking county and enforce the laws of the state and federal governments. That's what they take their oath to. That's why they're not fucking they might be constitutional, sheriffs, being the Constitution is a fucking corporate charter now. you're fucking mercenaries. That's what you are. That ain't a fucking law badge. That's a goddamn union badge. In a post on X, Allen acknowledged that every lost life is a tragedy, and well-being on our community is a paramount concern to the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office. He said, however, as the elected sheriff, I have reservations regarding New York. How many have they killed with fucking that COVID shot? Proved killed with that COVID shot. Make fucking them guns look like they didn't even fucking exist, wouldn't it? Why ain't they going? Why wouldn't they go after the fucking villains that did that? Because they are the fucking villains that did that. And this sheriff's full of shit. While I understand and appreciate the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundation of our Constitution. No, it does not. You do not know what you're talking about. You do not know the fucking law. You are a goddamn corporate fucking mercenary. That's all you are. You know what they fucking tell you and nothing more. You fucking violate the fucking Bill of Rights every fucking day. I'm sure of it in one way or another. If you're a fucking sheriff, if you're operating in the fucking administrative admiralty, you have to be violating it. It's a violation to be a part of it. It's treason to be a part of it, which I swore an oath to uphold, he continued. I am wary of placing my deputies in positions that could lead to civil liberty conflicts. It ain't a fucking civil liberty. A civil liberty is under the 14th Amendment. Now, that is granted by the corporate fucking goddamn charter. A civil liberty is granted by fucking these are fucking goddamn absolute unalienable fucking rights. And there is no condition to them. They are absolute. They are unalienable. You can't fucking touch them. And it ain't a civil liberty. That proves you don't know the fucking law. What are you doing being a fucking sheriff or thinking you are? You're no fucking sheriff. You're a fucking corporate fucking enforcer. That's what you are, you motherfucker. Conflicts as well as the potential risk posed by prohibiting law-abiding citizens. We're not fucking law-abiding citizens. We're American nationals. We don't abide by your fucking goddamn dictates, motherfuckers. We are autonomous. We answer only to the fucking common law, only to the fucking goddamn law that we fucking put in place and the jurisdictional authority that is ours alone from their constitutional right to self-defense. It ain't the constitutional right. Fucking says self-defense on this son of a bitch. Let's just take a peek. We got it here somewhere. I know we do. See if you hear that. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. They have infringement. No. That's not an infringement. That's an exception. See, they play these fucking words. Your exception is a violation of the fucking laws written in fact. Freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I don't see anything in there about that self-defense thing, do you? No. In fact, Mr. Koch, he made it fucking pretty fucking clear, didn't he? Let's see, what's the final statement on his? The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. That's how he ended his fucking introduction of your fucking second article. I'm going to read it again. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them might attempt to tyrannize, and as military forces, which must be occasionally erased to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, which we're not citizens. We are American nationals, motherfucker. The people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear arms, keep and bear their private arms. Now, a fucking right is not conditional. Look the fucking word up. Don't look it up in Black's Law or Bouvier's. Look it up in a fucking dictionary, a common man's dictionary. Look that son of a bitch up and see if the fucking right. It's just like going down there and paying money to have a background check to buy a fucking gun. You're paying to exercise a fucking right. People can't see that. People can't see what's right in front of their fucking noses. No, they just fucking accept it because it's easier than fucking fighting. They're fucking a bunch of pussies. Their constitutional right to self-defense. Fuck it, that ain't no constitutional fucking right, and the Constitution didn't grant it. The fucking people granted it to themselves as individuals, motherfucker. Shove that fucking Constitution up your ass. I was elected to represent and safeguard all constituents and to ensure the balance between our rights and public safety. No, you, nah. Public safety does not fucking enter into the equation. The rights are absolute. If it violates the right, fuck it. If it's public safety and it violates the right, fuck it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. You want to come as an individual and take a fucking individual in their individual capacity into a common law court, give it a fucking go with that statement. Safety public safety shit. See if it fucking flies. I'll go in there with the fucking Bill of Rights and I'll fucking explain it to the goddamn to six fucking ditch diggers and six fucking prostitutes, and they'll fucking hang your ass out in front of the courthouse for the fucking treasonous dog shit you fucking are. That means we must critically evaluate any proposed. See, critically evaluate. It's not like you can't fucking do that. I know what the goddamn Bill of Rights is. It's the highest law in this fucking land. It's the jurisdiction of the people, and the people have said fucking no. You cannot. That's the people's fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority talking to you, buddy. Proposed solution to deeply rooted issue of gun violence ensuing. We both protect our community and uphold the values and they're not fucking values, motherfucker. They are goddamn absolute unalienable fucking rights. I'm getting an echo. There you go. Nope, they're still happening. I have to go over the page and turn somebody off, I guess. Let's see who's echoing here. Oh, there it went.
Henry, you all right? How's
yeah.
that sound?
Oh, okay.
It
was an accident then.
You know, it's better that 1,000 guilty men go free than one person suffer any justice at the hands of these courts.
God damn right, brother. That's what it was fucking always all about, and they fucking know it. These motherfuckers is 1,000 injustices, and they know it's an injustice when they fucking do it in a fucking Star Chamber Court of King Chuck. Alan stated...
That cherub didn't write that. Somebody wrote it for him.
Pardon?
That cherub didn't write that. He didn't come up with that. Some lawyer wrote all that up for him to read.
Oh, hell yes. They don't... He don't know nothing about the law. This guy is fucking... He doesn't even know what the word fucking law means. Alan listed seven initiatives that his office has implemented to curb gun violence in his jurisdiction. You don't have the authority to implement any motherfucker. An implementation is a fucking violation, dumb fuck. You'd nothing past that fucking period on the first second article. It says shall not be infringed, fucking period. And you implement nothing. To infringe it, you motherfucker, or you are declaring war on we the people as individual free sovereign nationals. That's absolute fucking law. You implement nothing, you motherfucker. You have no authority to curb violence in gun violence in his jurisdiction. It ain't your fucking jurisdiction. It belongs to the fucking people, you piece of shit. And you swore your goddamn oath to the fucking county. Policy, to the fucking state policy, and to the fucking federal fucking policy, which is not fucking law and is unenforceable according to the ninth article of the People's fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. So you can shove it up your fucking ass, buddy. You have no fucking authority. And you fucking know it. They know. Do you think they haven't known this all the fucking long, people? You remember the good old boy fucking cliques? You know, the guys that get the cop meet them going down the road fucking 90 fucking miles an hour and he just flashes his lights, tell them to slow down. Because, that's my buddy, Jim. You betcha. Yeah, we make the law up as we go along. No, you fucking don't. And when this fucking thing busts loose, like I said, there's a plenty of goddamn. There's the bent up rage out here. I hope I live to fucking see it. I hope I live to see you motherfuckers suffer like you've never thought suffering could be. Because that's what you've got coming to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm envisioning a time in the future when we have done the fighting and had whatever victory we could claim, that every town square will have a monument to, and it'll have Tench Cox's quote on it, to ever remind the people of their right. And maybe every home will fly a Bill of Rights flag. Just something positive that I put on the horizon. One other thing, I couldn't let the day go by without saying 9/11 was an outside job. And that I woke up thinking about the dancing Israelis and the art students amongst them who were on a talk show saying we came to document the event, and Larry Silverstein and the put it quote, and that he took out terrorism insurance on the buildings a few days before. I think he collected like $2 billion. The put options where people were advised on how to withdraw money. The call that some people got, don't go into work that day. Cheney and his stand-down order. Building 7, and it goes on and on. And they turned our world upside down, and I'm never going to forget it. I'm never going to forget it. So when you're on the phone talking, I just get stronger. Every minute you bring it out, and I thank you, Henry.
It is 9/11 today, ain't it?
It is today.
I will be damned. It didn't even click with me. And I agree with every word you said, except it's not an outside job. It's an inside job.
Well, both maybe.
It was all right. Yeah, I guess there were outsiders from other fucking countries doing it. It could be called an outside job.
Mossad.
Oh, man. I agree with you 100%. And the flag that should be flying over this country is that Bill of Rights, because it is the people that took this goddamn country. Stars and Stripes has never represented nothing but the goddamn Masonic son of a bitches that fucking created that Constitution in violation of the law without the authority of the people, who ratified it with their own goddamn appointed fucking representatives, not the people's consent. We never gave them any fucking power whatsoever in the smallest degree, and we have been shit on for far too fucking long, and it's time the people woke up and did something about it. Anywho, that's been a day. It's been a day of it, but I guess we're going to call it a program. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, think about what Galen just said. Every fucking flag in this country, that should be at the top of the fucking pole. The people are first. Not this fucking hunk of land. The people's liberty is first. And below that ought to be the Gadsden fucking flag. And that goddamn corporate fucking Stars and Stripes has no fucking place, because it was created through fucking statute when these son of a bitches did not have the authority to create it through statute. That's why it's been another thing that's been crammed down our throat all these fucking years. They didn't have the authority to create any fucking thing because the people never fucking ratified the Constitution. That's just all there is to it. Everything they've done since the beginning, since the first fucking day, is a fraud, and it will remain a fraud, a continuing fraud until we shut it the fuck down and put the people back in charge, the people that fucking won this country. That's The Word from the Trenches.